now. Stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to the preview party for Space Jam 2 starring LeBron James on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Oh, man. It's going to be so good.
It's going to be so good. I don't even care about punk anymore because It is going to be so good.
I mean, at some point, you probably thought maybe Kobe Bryant.
And you would have been like,
dude, maybe Kobe Bryant will be at Space Jam 2. It
would have been an excellent Shazam cameo.
Wait, was he in Shazam?
No. Shaq was.
No, I know.
Kazam.
But I'm saying,
Kazam, that's what it was.
Yeah, but I'm saying, did Kobe Bryant have a cameo?
No, he didn't. Oh. But Shaq would have had a cameo in Space Jam 2 as Kazam if Kobe Bryant had been.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that would have been great because Kazam. That's what he's called. That's what that movie's called, right? I've called it like three things, I think.
I'm honestly not sure. But if Air Bud had a cameo in Space Jam 2...
I want to know offhand what the name of the soccer dog European Cup, what that dog's name is. I think it's Scottish.
So if anybody out there knows about this, I don't know, European Cup soccer dog movie, it's not part of the Air Bud franchise. It's completely separate from the Air Bud franchise. Let us know, because apparently we don't have the internet.
Nope.
You were just listening to Moss Icon. That song was called Now I'm Back Sleeping or something. And this is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
part
where we
two.
where we definitely play punk music.
Yeah, that's it. We might make jokes about Space Jam because that's life, but
I mean, also it's not a joke.
Real. Real serious.
Langford, what are you going to play?
I'm going to play us. You know, we normally do themes. We're theme free today, and I'm going to start things off with an old record. This is God is My Co-Pilot with Anatomically Correct.
She seemed to be anatomically correct. But normal is what's normal for you. 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 That's what they say on public TV. So I had to see for myself. We parked down at the river.
The unexpected.
Yeah.
right, slam, and welcome to the... I don't actually remember how the Space Jam theme song goes, to for the life of me. I know the words to that part, but this is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, and that was the end of my set. That was Wrangler Boots, Erase the Faces, off the LP version of the thing that was like a tape, and then a double 8-inch, and then an LP, I think.
I own them all.
Pete is a nerd. Counting it from the top... From the top to the bottom, that was God Is My Co-Pilot with Anatomically Correct, which is off the first Kill Rock Stars comp, Kill Rock Stars. Then was Buzz Oven with Splinter My Eye from the Sing Along With comp, 7-inch comp. That, what you heard that barely made sense was... I assume there's no accent on it, so I assume it's Hakesia? They are Polish. It's from 1990. They are straight edge, ultra noise core. They've actually got a straight edge razor and a comb on the front of the record, and it sounds like that all the way through. It's great. Black Dice off their 10-inch, which was on Trouble Man Unlimited.
Probably. Yes.
And
yes, it was.
I see the little dude. And that none of the songs have titles. The Hakesia song is called No Title. I don't know if it's untitled or if it's called No Title. And then again, Wrangler Brutes, Erase the Faces, off the LP. That's not Zulu. And now Pete is here with what? What do you got for us, Pete?
Music? Music, I don't know. I didn't even think about this, but I think it gets kind of sad at the end. But stick it out. I mean, stick it out. It's still good. I'm not saying it's not good. This song is not sad. This is Deep Heat.
Stop! 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 St
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Where we have nothing but the sissiest shit for you to dig on.
That's true. This is Langford and Pete, the least funny comedy duo on the radio.
Bazow. Woo! Son, you just got rock blocked.
Actually, you know what? Not even least funny. We're just, like, not funny. Like, there's definitely less funny. We're just not funny. It's like
your uncle.
Yeah, it's like Whitesnake. Like, they weren't the worst band of that era, but they were pretty bad.
Is it like Black Whitesnake, though? Or did we not play that record?
We did not play the Black Whitesnake record. Which, maybe they're called Black Whitesnake, maybe they're called Black and the record's called Whitesnake, I don't know. But we saw it in here earlier.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. We're all getting sad. That was Labella. The song is called Germinal, which it's gonna have to be emotional and sad if you name it after a French Revolutionary month. prior to that was Human Hands doing their best still life impression with a song called Hiding Place. Before that was Buzz Rodeo, a song called Hot Spot, Grey House. Value Story from that discography that's not a real discography because it doesn't have everything, but anyway, you can read my review in an issue Maximum that I don't remember the number of that talks about it. Prior to that was Peru in brackets, which is on the other side of the Buzz Rodeo 10-inch, a song called I'm gonna kill this one. Gestum Zycum? I don't know. Whatever. I apologize. Before that was Nations on Fire. That's a reissue, I think, of a double 7-inch that was on Xmas from the early 90s. The song was On and On. Prior to that was Deep Heat, new record, a song called It Remains. Man, all their stuff is really good. That 10-inch they had a year or so ago. Really good. Speaking of 10 inches.
I have. whoa. So, hey, as a quick aside, Polish is really what kills us here. If you can recommend us, like, a YouTube channel for drunk idiots on how to read, like, Polish, pronounce Polish words, it would really help us out. I went and chose.
We're not good.
I went and chose a set that has, I believe, I had to look around, but no more Polish in this set. Not because we don't like them. Obviously, we do. We played two different Polish band stuff.
And we've done it before. It's not like we've never played anything from Poland before, because we have. I can think of a band that I actually really like, but I'm not going to even attempt to pronounce their name, but I played it on here before, and I just failed miserably.
Yeah, it's hard, but like, it's doable, and we can do it, but if you you can give us your help, or we can just not play stuff like that. We can play something like Gunk from their split with Marge. This is And...
Thank you.
that, ladies and gentlemen, is Australia's own Whitney Houston's Crypt with a song from their new self-titled 7-inch, Twosomes, Threesomes. That's the name of the song, not the 7-inch. 7-inch, it's self-titled. Counting it back from the top, it was Gunk and I Won't Stop from the split with Marge, which is called something like Monk Garge, I think, just to make it real confusing as to whose song is whose. Zona Bulkies, which is from the Subnormal Girls, the DIY post-punk comp. It's all old stuff, late 70s, early 80s. A lot of stuff for you, you dance party punk people out there. Knowles with Young off their new, off their 12-inch Strange Attitude, which is really good. I really enjoyed it. I reviewed it. It's coming out in the next... my review is coming out in the next issue of Maximum Rock and Roll, but I have a personal copy, so you get to hear it now and know that it's good, and then you can read about how it's good, and then you can give these guys some of your money, but not very much of it. Unless you have to pay for shipping from Sweden, or Finland. Pardon me, Finland. Bad. Bad move on my part. Superchunk with Tower, the 7-inch version. From the Tower 7-inch, and that brought us back to Whitney Houston's Crypt.
Woo. We would also like to thank you for listening to this whole thing without having to hear us say the words rock or block.
No.
No.
Blocks were rocked. Chock-a-block full of rock.
Yeah, but despite the fact that there were numerous rock blocks, we didn't say either of those words.
And we want to thank you for being a part of that with us.
Yeah. We're gonna play you out with just a small portion because it's pretty long.
Yeah.
Of a noise song from new. I think it's new. The song's called "The Honesty Shop."
Thank you for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send two copies of vinyl
or one copy of CD-only release and your cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California,
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Carnes.